Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
There he is.
How you doing? You know, there's no singing today.
Nope, nope.
Nancy put me in check.
You don't want to have your pens taken away.
No, that's or anything else.
Right, right.
Anyway.
Long time no see.
Yeah, it was very nice to get to spend the evening with the great Phil Nee of WRCO. Very nice.
You almost said the late great. Don't say that.
It's a,
yeah, whatever.
Great late.
Yeah. Church League softball at its finest. But hats off to the team.
Oh, my goodness.
We were forced to do a second game last night with the championship game. The Mission came out, the victor over
good
Church.
Good people, though, both sides.
Hats off to both.
Oh, my goodness. They're good people.
Good sportsmanship. And
the Hasselsville umpire, they did a great job.
Yep.
So.
You were the only one that got in a fight. Everybody else got along really well.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
I can't believe.
I told you not to. But
that three-year-old picked a fight with me.
Yeah, I know it.
And I still lost.
So, but you wore shorts.
And I did. I'm 50, still cold.
53 degrees.
Yeah, it was chilly.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wasn't used to it.
Right.
Now, you know, 53 degrees in April.
Yeah.
That's warm.
Oh, sure. You'd have the shorts out then.
Oh, yes.
I would think.
And the Speedos.
Yeah. But a hats off to everybody. Dave Hendricks, 60 years Church League
crazy?
Softball, still going strong. That was fun.
Wow. It is. It's good teams. Good pitching last night.
You bet. Lots of fun. So today is sweet tea day. Does your mama make you sweet tea?
I make sweet tea.
You make sweet tea?
Yes, sir.
How come you've never brought it in to share with the staff?
Because I don't want to sour you guys.
Oh. Well, if it's sweet, we wouldn't be soured.
There's not enough sweets in here.
Oh. You know,
so.
Okay.
No, I like sweet tea.
Huh.
I actually like half and half, so half sweet tea, half regular tea. So,
okay.
So, you know, if I go to a store, I'll go, if I get to get it myself, I'll put the half sweet, half unsweet.
Okay.
Because a lot of times people make it too sweet.
How do you brew it? Do you put it out in the sun
like sun tea? No, I brew it on a. I put it in a pot and put. If I'm making a gallon, put 5 tea bags and then put the sugar right into it. And then when I'm done, and you squeeze the tea bags out and put it all in the.
Do you use lemon?
Nope. Don't like lemon.
No lemon.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Use water.
Use water. All right.
Yeah, to make the tea.
Another Hank Bray recipe.
Well, I tell you what, I can make them.
I tell you. Reminds me of, did you do this back in kindergarten or first grade where the teacher asked you to do a recipe?
Yeah.
And
miserably failed.
Yeah, I bet. Me too.
Yeah, you know, I actually failed first grade.
Did you really?
I did.
I don't know why. Was it because of your...
reading, yes, Phil.
Reading.
Good guess.
Etiquette?
Good guess.
No,
I'm just
thinking,
reading.
Oh, I thought maybe you weren't a good partner with... the other students around you.
No, I was actually a good partner.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think.
All right.
I didn't play a lot at recess. What does that mean?
I don't know. You've done well, though. Really. And but I think you should do a cookbook sometime, maybe. You know, I could ask you.
Hank's cookbook?
Hank's cookbook, yes. Yeah. I think mine was a kindergarten recipe book, and mine was steak. And,
really?
And it was simply, you know, because you grew up on the farm, it's
right.
Like, go out on the porch in the freezer and get a steak. And then put it in the oven. It's like a, you know, 1 degree for 10 days or something. You know, it'd be done by then, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. If we had temperature like last night, it wouldn't get done.
No, probably not.
So, but anyway, it sounds like Saturday it would get done.
Yes, and Sunday, too.
Sunday's supposed to be hot, too.
Going to be a little warm, yes. Well,
good thing I'm retired from baseball and softball umpire this year.
What are the odds? I think you're going to be back. I think you'll be doing baseball or softball this weekend. Somebody's going to call and say, Henry, can you help us? So-and-so's sick, and we don't have an umpire.
I would go.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
It's just, I feel bad because the kids don't get to play at that point.
Well, right.
But I think the youth softball and baseball are done around here. So
home talent is into the second week of the Final Four.
Well, so Verona and Sauk Prairie, if they both win, they're on line to see each other in the final.
It'll be a showdown.
It will be
In
week three.
And how about those Brewers?
On a roll.
That is just unbelievable.
I think that they really messed up, though, Phil, by not getting a hold of you and I for at least being a bat boy or, you know, or something.
Yeah.
The Raiders didn't even call me back for a tackling.
No. Dollar. We could lay on the ground and they could clean their cleats with us. That's what
something.
I'm thinking. Yeah, that'd probably
something.
Work.
No, it's just really sad that we don't get an opportunity to
to make the big bucks. It's interesting. This happens, it seems like, every baseball season, but they pick up Frankie Montes, who was struggling, and then he comes over, and now he had a, what was it, seven innings, one hit ball last. I mean, you put somebody into a winning atmosphere. And
it's totally different.
It's totally different. You know, it's all between the ears, and he pitches differently.
I mean, look what we've done with Joanne.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, Joe.
Oh, no. Oh.
So she hasn't thrown anything yet? No. Hank or Facco today.
What do you have today?
Truth or Hanko?
You're going to baffle us with your brilliance today?
Yeah, I've really got nothing.
Really?
With that, yeah.
Okay.
So I've copied some stuff here, Phil. The first recorded recipe, Philip, is over 4,000 years old. And it was for bread. Is that truth?
Wasn't sweet tea, huh? No. I'm going to say that is true.
No, that's false. Oh. Dating back to ancient Sumeria, the world's oldest record recipe is for hearty beer.
Hearty beer? Well, you need some...
On a clay tablet, the recipe outlines the process of brewing beer using ingredients such as barley, honey, and emmer wheats.
Oh, yeah. See, you use some of the same thing for bread, though, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So you're going to take that half right, then.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe. Yeah. Wow.
All right. So, a lot of times... You look at these and you think that I just go right off them. So I've switched these up a little bit today.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
The United Nations recognizes 195 sovereign states. Of this total, only four are named after women.
I'll say that's false.
That is a bunch of Hanko.
Yeah, I think there's more than that.
St. Lucia, named after St. Lucy of Syracuse, is the only country named after a female.
Oh, there's less than that. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
right.
I think back then it wasn't really named after, as we look at it today, that's named after a male or a female. Back then, they just named it.
Wow, okay.
Don't you think? I mean, maybe not.
Maybe not.
As in the 1980s film, A Fish Called Wanda. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yep. Money experts say hiding emergency cash in a waterproof container in a fishbowl is an excellent idea, Philip.
I'm going to say no. I think that's false.
No, that's a bunch of fact.
In fact?
Yeah, unless the thieves that rob you in your house are film buffs.
I'm thinking there's a way that money is going to, the water is going to seep into the container.
Have you seen these waterproof containers?
No.
I found one of mine yesterday, getting ready for my four-wheeler trip where I usually end up underwater. Long story. But they really work. I mean, sometimes they're hard to get open.
Oh.
So.
It's like the childproof locks that you can't get open.
Or Tylenol.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, anymore, it's like, if you get like some Pez, you can't even get them open anymore.
Right, right. But I'm thinking that that's a good thing for you, Hank, because if you stop and you're like, I want those Doritos and that 20-ounce Mountain Dew and... You can't get it open. It makes you think twice.
It does, but I do have a pair of scissors in my car for that.
Oh, I see. What do you do?
I've bypassed that.
What do you do?
I mean, they've given me the tools. I might as well use them. Dirty cars are more fuel efficient, Phil, because mud and dirt fill in all the crevices in the cars, making them more aerodynamic. I mean, you think about this. I've done a lot of research on this one.
I bet you have. I'm going to say that's Hanko.
It is a bunch of Hanko.
Yeah.
The fact doesn't wash. Come clean for a better fuel efficiency. To me, it would be worse because it's carrying more weight.
True. It should be. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so, the poor old vibe, in the wintertime, it's kind of
like
dirty and
Phil,
salty.
And clean me.
All the wheel wells are full of ice.
It's like, oh. Anyway. Boy.
Yes.
It was calculated in 2015 that there are more stars on Earth than trees.
Stars on Earth?
More trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way.
Okay.
It was calculated in 2015 there are more trees on Earth than there were stars in the Milky Way.
I think I did read that. I'll say that's true.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
For how long, the authors of the tree study estimated that there are around 15 million trees and cut down annually. It is a fact. It's a chainsaw massacre.
There you go. One more, Hanko. One more.
Yep. Well, let's see here. In the 1980s, the Sistine Chapel was restored and financed by a Japanese company in exchange for exclusive rights to its art.
I'm going to say that's Hanko.
Nope, that's true.
Is it true?
It is true. As of 1997, Philip, the copyright for the art was returned to the Vatican from the Japanese company, but taking photos of the Sistine Chapel is still illegal without permission.
Ah, so, okay.
Anyway.
Wow. That's a lot of Hank today.
It is. So. A lot, probably too much.
Oh, well.
Well, it is what it is, though, Phil, you know.
Appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, yeah.
Go get warm now that, you know, you got a chance to warm up after last night's shorts incident.
It prevented me from wearing my Speedos today, Phil.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's
anyway.
True. Some of these coaches I've seen, you know, they'll wear shorts up until, you know, the playoffs.
Oh, gosh,
snow flies, and I'm in the booth with two layers of pants. And,
yeah,
exactly.
A good shivering is a good weight loss thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to remember that.
Because you can't hold nothing to eat. So, but anyway, I was wanting to know if how's your pen situation? Everything good with your pen?
Yeah, we're good. We haven't walked off with any this morning, so we're still we have good supply.
Kind of miss my pen pal, you know.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so
anyway,
my young man, I hope you guys have a great day, and as always, be kind, Philip.
Thank you very much. That's Hank Bray.